125 years ago, July 14, 1900. Fire protection. Some time ago, the journal drew attention to the absolute necessity of providing a bell for fire alarm purposes, and in the same issue suggested the calling of a public meeting to consider the condition of appliances and the fire company. So far as we are aware, nothing has yet been done, and we would again urge upon the officers of the company the desirability of considering the reorganization of the company and the adopting of some means to obtain a bell. No place of its size in the country has more active and capable young men out of which to form a good fire company than Ashcroft, but it is useless to expect efficient work from them without at least an occasional practice. The question of a clear course through all the alleys may be a very important one someday, when an attempt is made to fight a fire from the rear of some of the dwellings. Very valuable time will be lost moving wood piles and tearing down fences. Ashcroft Gun Club. A gun club has been formed in Ashcroft. For the present, the club will turn all its attention to the shooting of clay pigeons, they having rightly concluded that Mr. Lyne's stock of the real article is too small to last for more than one or two shoots. The veteran shots in and about Ashcroft should lay the foundation for a permanent gun club. Conspiracy theory? Someone on the street remarked that the imperial government was secretly urging the formation of a gun club, and that the crack shots would be selected to go to China. Ice cream festival. The ladies of the Presbyterian Church are to be congratulated on the success of their ice cream festival last night. The ice cream was so much in favor that an extra freezer had to be made. The sale of bouquets by the juniors must have increased the receipts considerably. They were very persistent in making sales. Problem solved? R.K. Evans has solved the problem of freighting in comfort on the Caribou Road, that is, as far as he is personally concerned. The big umbrella keeps him dry, and if he could only extend the arrangement to cover the whole road, and shed the rain into ditches, he would be a public benefactor. Notice. There have been several cases of a difference of opinion in town this week. Best wishes. The Legislative Assembly meets at Victoria next Thursday for the transaction of business. The best wishes of the country go with them that they may do something. Pleasant place. Savona's is a pleasant place to spend these hot months. 100 years ago, July 11, 1925. Cannery. A million labels for the new Ashcroft cannery have arrived. These labels are well printed and colored and will look well on the cans. There are two quality brands, the BX Standard and the Ashcroft Choice. Lord and Lady Byng invited to Ashcroft. Lord and Lady Byng were invited to pay a visit to Ashcroft on their way east, but circumstances prevented them from giving us the honor call. It will be remembered that on the occasion of their first visit to the coast a few years ago, Lord and Lady Byng honored Ashcroft with a visit at the invitation of the Ashcroft School Board, and at that time permission was granted to name our new school, Lady Byng School, to commemorate the visit. Clinton School closing. The annual school picnic was held on the park flat on the last Saturday of June, and it proved a very enjoyable affair. A bountiful repast, twice enough ice cream to swim in, and a sack of peanuts were stored amidships between the various athletic contests, when all former records were shattered to slivers. Outdoor sports. Arrangements have been made to restrict fishing in the waters of Kelly Lake and vicinity until the 1st of June, as the extreme altitude makes for late spawning. Fishing in the Big Bar Lake, Little Bar Lake, Twin Lake, Kelly Lake, and Loon Lake have been exceptionally good this summer so far. Game seems plentiful, and the new sport of hunting the woodchuck is very fascinating, ladies taking first honors. Quesnel prepares to rebuild. Indications are that the block recently destroyed by fire in Quesnel will be rapidly built up again, and this time with buildings of more substantial structure. Improvements. Some improvements have been made to the Harvey Bailey sidewalk whereby the wear and tear of past years has been eliminated. 75 years ago. July 13, 1950. Clinton Clippings. Mr. Len Fraser, who recently moved to Clinton from Wells, is building an auto camp at the former Hawkins property near the center of town, more recently owned by Mr. Kennelly. He has done considerable leveling with a bulldozer and has put up three prefab cedar cabins, and intends to add more units later on. Mr. Fraser calls his place the Blue Goose. Beautiful sight. One of the most picturesque attractions in Ashcroft today is the beautifully kept gardens of Mrs. R.D. Cumming, at 5th and Brink. It is worth a walk around there, across from the community hall. Ashcroft Library. The Ashcroft Journal Library was opened last week, but we will have to have better patronage or the library will have to close up. Savona Smokers. Who were the culprits smoking in weeds by Mr. and Mrs. E.Y. Yex? The bush quickly caught fire, and except for the instant help received by close neighbors and section crewmen, Yek's big wood pile would have caught fire, and with the wind that was blowing it would have traveled far very quickly. Be more careful with your cigarette butts and matches, boys. Savona Cruise? Are there 33 people in Ashcroft interested in a boat cruise on Savona Lake for an hour and a half at 50 cents each? Or an outing from Ashcroft via bus to Savona and return in an hour and a half lake cruise, all for about $1.10 each? Unhappy travels. Mr. and Mrs. Jim Hewitt and Sons, and Mr. and Mrs. Harry Hick went on a two-day touring trip through the Okanagan and back over the Hope-Princeton Highway. Apparently they were not pleased with the reception, catering, and what have you at various places, and state that if tourists received the same treatment no doubt would not return. In some cases the atmosphere and furnishings were not clean, the coffee and tea undrinkable, and in general the catering was very poor. About a half mile or so on either side of towns the roads were very rough. One town they went into was very dirty and discouraging to tourists. If we invite tourists we should in turn give first-class service and keep our towns and places of business clean. Grandparents, good old grandpa and grandma. We wonder where we would send our children if we didn't have them. 50 years ago, July 9, 1975. CN. Station closing. Ashcroft Council received for information a letter from CN, advising that the Ashcroft station would be closed and that a local agency will be hired to handle express. As well, CN would be interested in helping provide a local resident with information related to a travel agency. A passenger shelter, heated and complete with public payphone, will be provided. New police number. The RCMP Zenith number 4444 listed in your current telephone directory has been changed to 50,000. When you dial the telephone number of the local RCMP detachment and receive no answer, dial the operator and ask for Zenith 50,000. You will be connected with the RCMP Communications Center at no charge. RCMP report. We are still experiencing a number of thefts from automobiles. Please keep your vehicles locked at all times. If at any time you see a suspicious-looking vehicle and/or person in your neighborhood, please attempt to obtain a good description of both vehicle and occupants, and then phone the police immediately. Only through your help can the police prevent crimes of this nature.